Hey, love bunnies. It's your girl, Yvette B. Motivates, coming to you live and direct from Atlanta, Georgia with Essie Fop Sundays. And I thank you so much for joining me. I do realize that you could be tuned into anyone that you want. You could be anywhere doing anything, but you are choosing to sit with your girl right now, and I appreciate you. You know that we talk about all things total wellness and healing for the hip-hop community here, so I invite you to relax, kick back, and join into the conversation, because when you are tuned into Essie Fop Sundays, you are tuned into yourself, and I welcome you. Hey, my beautiful love bunnies. I know that you know what today is, right? Today is Super Bowl Sunday, and I am, to say the least, a diehard Raiders fan. And we ain't gonna talk about, you know, stats and teams and all of that stuff, even though it's Super Bowl Sunday, because if you know me, you know that I have been boycotting the NFL since Colin Kaepernick has not been allowed to go back to his job as a quarterback. Now, I get all kinds of interesting conversations when we get to talking about football, you know what I mean? And this boycott that not only am I doing, but a whole bunch of people around the country, to the tune of some, as recorded right now, some 1 million people. The viewership of the NFL is down by 1 million people, which is super significant, right? But I don't even really want to get right now into all of that. I want to talk about how last night I went out with one of my girlfriends, and we're out, we're chilling, we're meeting up with one of her friends, and we're all sitting out chilling and talking, right? And somehow we got on the topic that this conversation brought me to this episode today. But we got on a topic of a Super Bowl party that her friend was going to. And he was talking about, well, what are you going to do for Super Bowl? And so, you know, we all were talking or whatever about what we're going to do. And I said, well, I am actually going to go to an anti-Super Bowl party in the evening. And in the beginning of the day, I'm going to spend the day doing some volunteer work. So as fate would have it, you know, I didn't end up doing the volunteer work because it just, me and my friend decided to do something different for the volunteer portion of the day. And the evening is free, and I'm going to go to this anti-Super Bowl thing. But the reaction that I got from him, that my friend's friend, who had actually come in from out of town, was interesting, because he was like, it's dumb. People are not watching the Super Bowl, and it's not making no difference. And we got into a conversation with, you know, we knew each other, us three, we were together. And then there were a couple of other people who joined into this conversation. We started talking about, you know, Colin Kaepernick being on a job, not doing your job, and all this. So I really wanted to share this with you guys, because each person had like a different opinion. And it brought me to today's topic. And my topic of today is F the Super Bowl. That's the topic for Essie Fop Sundays today. And I would say the word, but I know that my mama listens to my podcast, so I'm not going to be that profane, which I do take joy in saying the F word on a regular and daily basis. But I'm going to keep it light today, because I know that my mama is listening. But F the Super Bowl, though. And I want this topic to be about F the Super Bowl. See how I put emphasis on that? And I want to talk about turning adversity into triumph. And talk about how Kaepernick overcame the adversity. And in the words of Beyonce, he turned lemons into lemonade. I want to talk about that today on Essie Fop Sundays. Shout out to Colin Kaepernick for being a beast and for taking one for the team. And by the team, I mean for Black people, for humanity. for the human race, for civility, and for the rights of people. Shout out, like, salute Colin Kaepernick, because you're the best. Like, you really are the cream of the crop, and I love it. I love you for it. Thank you so, so much. Essie Fop Sundays, you are tuned into yourself right now. So yeah, last night we're out and we're sitting at this little restaurant at my friend's hotel. So we're in the little restaurant and we get to talking about, you know, Super Bowl party, right? And how we were gonna spend this Sunday. So when I mentioned again that I was boycotting the Super Bowl, my girlfriend's friend just got like kind of belligerent and was like, listen, Colin Kaepernick had a job to do. It's just like if a person, do you have a job? I was like, yeah, I do have a job. Well, can you just go to your job and do what you want? I was kind of like, you know, it's me, right? Yeah, I actually can do what I want because I work for myself, but you know, I get where you're going with the situation. So he was like, you can't work at Burger King and you're supposed to be at Burger King and you got to be at work for X amount of hours. You got your coffee break or your cigarette break you take at X time. You can't just go to work and do what you want to do and expect that you won't be fired or that you won't be paid or that you're not going to have some kind of repercussions for going against what you're supposed to do when you sign a contract to sign up for work. And so, you know, it's very interesting because my girlfriend was like, but this is not about him not doing what he was supposed to do at work. And he was like, well, it is about that because it wasn't about him supposed to be kneeling down during the national anthem. But then I had to chime in. I was like, well, wait a minute. Don't we have a choice? Like, ain't it a separation of church and state? Like, you don't have to do the national anthem. We took prayer out in school. We looking at people's gender, not gender biasing. We got bathrooms where people can go into the same bathroom now. Like, you cannot do the national anthem if you don't believe. That's what this country is built on. Supposedly, you're supposed to be able to exercise your right to not do something that's unjust or voice your opinion about that. And he was like, nah, that really wasn't what it was. He don't get to say what he want to say. You have to suffer the repercussions when you don't do what your bosses say. So now, you know, I got to be Yvette B. Motivates. So I'm like, this to me, and he's from the South, right? He's from Houston. My girlfriend is from Oakland, California. I am from Richmond, California. Now, later on down the line in this conversation, a man joined in. He was from New York. There was also a lady that was working there, and she was from Atlanta. Now, it's funny to me because I really feel like depending on your, of course, your location in the United States, and I'm not going to talk about the world, I'm just going to talk about the United States. Depending on where you're from, people have different viewpoints a lot of times just based on what area, the geography, right, where you're from. And I'm going to make a blanketed statement, but don't judge me. Right. I feel like when people are from the South, they are a little less sometimes, not everybody, but sometimes a little less militant, maybe about how they, I guess, what's the word I want to use? How they go with the flow, you know, what level of your revolution is going on. Maybe people are a little less aggressive when it comes down to their rights here. That's what I notice. I notice that Black people are a little bit more go with the flow of what the institutions say we supposed to do. Where maybe if you're from somewhere up north or West Coast, you might be a little bit like, okay, the thought process is different. Or even we could break it down, even last night, we broke it down even into being in a red state, being in versus being in a blue state, right? Or it breaks down to the politics, like, or being liberal versus being conservative. So it feels like people who are from a place that is a little bit more liberal, we recognize our rights, or it feels like that to me. You know what I mean? Some people, of course, are into politics. They're into civil rights and all of that stuff. And it doesn't matter where you're from, if you're educated in that way. But I'm just talking about geographically speaking, what I've noticed, right? So I don't want everybody telling me, well, I'm from this place, but I don't look at it like that. There's always going to be an exception to the rule. I'm just talking about my experience. And when I am in the South, being here and talking to people, just seeing the difference in the way that people handle racism and handle injustices against people of color, what the level of tolerance is to that. I feel like being in the South, people who are the oppressed people seem to have more of a tolerance for that oppression and that injustice than people who are from places who are a little bit more liberal, right? So that being said, this man is talking about how Colin Kaepernick had one job. He was supposed to go to football, do football, and not be taking no knee because that wasn't part of his job description. And now he is up out of a job. And at the bottom line, here's the bottom line to everything, because every time I get into this kind of debate, which is often because I'm a football lover and I'm not watching football, I ain't doing it. So it's always somebody who just want a reason to keep watching football. To me, you know what I mean? Like, well, people gonna do what they want to do. Well, everybody ain't gonna do it. Well, people ain't gonna be organized. Well, he was going against the grain. Well, he knew he signed up for football. All of that kind of stuff is, to me, is auction block mentality. That's what I have named this. I have named it, you want to keep on watching football, so you're going to make this about the money that Colin Kaepernick was making, and he should have, for the money he was getting, he should have just did the national anthem, not knelt down, not taking no, what is it? You're supposed to, he took a knee, right? So he had no business doing that. He was supposed to stand up. He was supposed to do the national anthem and get that bread. That's the bottom line that people are saying. But I'm saying, to me, what you're saying is people getting senselessly murdered in the street, that you can put a price tag, whether it's $5 or $50 million or $100 million, there's a price tag that you're putting on the worth of a life. And if you pay me enough, I'll shut up. I'll shut up and let people get killed in the street and let life not matter. As long as it's not your kid, as long as it's not you, as long as it's not your situation and you're not directly affected by it, forget about it. I'll take the money. And I be quiet and I let y'all dog and drag and kill and rape and pillage and grope and sexually harass and tell us to shut the F up. Mom, I know you're listening. Tell us to shut up and don't speak because we paying you this money. And guess what else? You won't get to work if you keep talking. Guess what? We won't hire you on no team. How about that? Meet me outside. How about that? Right? And so he's saying, again, this guy was just defending the fact that I'm going to watch football because I like football and he should have done what he was there to do. You can't just go around doing what you want to do when you work for somebody. There's rules and regulations to working for somebody. But I feel it was my opinion and the opinion of my friend that him vocalizing that police officers are wrong for killing people in the street and still being able to get paid vacation time or time off to me. It's paid vacation to me, but you getting paid time and getting suspended from work with pay. That's a vacation, far as I know. It's really unacceptable, to be honest. It's unacceptable to feel like you can harass people and kill people and come into their neighborhoods and disrespect them, and that we as human beings now, it ain't even just about being black, it's about being human and civil and civilized, that we should not have a voice to say that this is wrong. Now, I feel like this whole patriotism, the people in our country who have fought, the veterans, and it's disrespectful to them, and all of this jargon and talk and rhetoric that's going on, that's a distraction from the point. The point is, this man has been technically blackballed from the NFL because he decided to take a stand against injustice, and he is protesting, and it wasn't even a, he had been taking a knee and not standing up for the national anthem. He had been doing that, and finally he got noticed for doing it, and he got, you know, interviewed and questioned about why he was not standing, and he vocalized why he wasn't. And now they like, you gonna shut up. Oh, you're not gonna have that voice, because when you decide to take those actions and do that kind of talk, you will find yourself out of this game. So this takes me back to F your Super Bowl. That's what we talk about. Turning these Colin Kaepernick, taking that adversity of not working, of not being able to, let's talk about how this man had his salary was $645,000, just your salary. His endorsements were $12.3 million for that year that he gave up. And he had the possibility of potentially making over $61 million for the year that he decided to take that knee and take this stand for black people, right? So I'm going to talk about a few numbers right now, right? So the Super Bowl makes, let's see, potentially, let me see, they make, so I did a little homework, right? And so it says that they make, people spend $710 million on alcohol alone on Super Bowl Sunday, right? At the Super Bowl itself, they make $88 million was made in concession sales. So hot dogs, hamburgers, whatever you buying at the stadium on a day of this, $88 million for one commercial, the low end of a commercial getting played for advertisement is $5 million for a commercial spot during the Super Bowl. So I'm giving these numbers to talk about the effect of what is happening. It's not a, this is a marathon, right? This is the long game. So on a good day, these are the numbers that the Super Bowl makes. But let's talk about how this viewership and is down 1 million people. So it's on the books right now that 1 million people have opted out of the NFL. So if those 1 million people are not a part of those numbers that I just said, I'm not about to do numbers on that because I ain't got time to do that math and my brain ain't working like that right now. But I'm telling you, 1 million people aren't participating in those numbers that I just stated. We know that we're making a dent in the reality of the NFL. And so therefore, there has to be some type of distraction, because now we got their ear. See, money talks and bullshit walks. And so we can be mad about something all we want. And this is the thing that I was trying to talk about last night. And my friend was also trying to talk about last night. The numbers are what matter. Hitting a person in the pocketbook, when that's what they value and that's what they love, that's what matters. There is a design set on the lives of people who are supposedly minorities for our extinction. And so to stand by and act like what Colin Kaepernick did was wrong is in support of the extinction of people of color. When people are getting murdered in front of children and on the street and are in compliance with whatever these rules and regulations that these people have set up, when you're in compliance and you're being murdered, when you're in compliance, that is something to have a voice about. And to monetize that, to me, or to break it down and make it about, well, he was getting paid X, Y, Z, so he shouldn't say that injustice and murder is not okay, is really, to me, some auction block mentality. Now, there also was a guy who was in the restaurant who was from New York, and he just kind of was talking. He gave his opinion about the mentality of people, you know, being in the South and being in a red state versus being up north and being in a blue state. And he just talked about how people are just more, they just are less inclined to protest. And I don't know, I can't say what the reasoning is for that, but that was his opinion. And he was like, you know, he just felt like people, it's so much easier for your opinion to be bought or to just go for the flow and not extend the energy that it takes to make a change. You know, like, people sometimes get into this mindset where they want to see a change, but they think that the change is going to come from outside of themselves, and they're not really willing to expend the energy that it takes to make something happen. And I had to agree with him on that. You know, like, the change is not necessarily gonna happen from somewhere else. You are the change that you're waiting to see. And I know that's already been said, but that's a real thing. Like, you're the one, you're the person who's gonna make the change. And I think it's important to give yourself credit for being that significant in the world. Like, you make these changes. So I want to ask you to think differently, you know, when it comes down to this auction block mentality that we've been exercising, because it's going to be the difference between the house niggas, the field niggas, and Harriet Tubman or a Nat Turner. You know what I mean? Like, Who are you going to be? What side? You're going to have to pick where you want to be in humanity. We got to pick that. And I don't, as much as I bleed silver and black right now, if you cut me, I am almost 99.9% positive that silver and black will come out of my bloodstream, because that's how hard I'm a Raider fan. As much as I love football, and I'm telling you, anybody who knows me knows how hard I go for my Raiders. For me to say I have not watched a game, I don't know what's going on, because I love being black that much more than I love being a Raider fan. I love what's right that much more than I love being a Raider fan. I love civility and humanity more than I love being a Raider fan. I love being a woman who has rights and who will stand up for her rights and for the children who we birthed into this world, and for somebody to feel like they have the right, to take a person off the planet based on whatever negative feeling, whatever fear, whatever they have going on internally, mental issues, whatever they have going on, for them to feel like it's okay to murder senselessly. Murder should be the last, especially if you're a trained professional with a gun. Murder should be the last resort, the last step that you take to protect and serve, because that's what the duty is. And we got these people at, and I'm a take from Kaepernick. We got these people who a hairstylist like myself has more training, has to go through more training than a person who is licensed to carry a gun and has the ability to kill people. They only got to do 6 months, I think, worth of training to be able to do that. And we got to do all these hours and all of this and learn science and all kind of shit to be a hairstylist. But you only got to go through 6 months, and you are carrying somebody's life in the balance in a situation where it's a face to face and anything can happen. You ain't even getting a proper training. And you know what happens. Anybody who has a job and you go on your job and you haven't been properly trained by the people you working for, you know what a day in the life of a job is like when you don't have proper training. You scared. You don't know if you're doing it right. You constantly asking people questions, but you just winging it. You can't be winging it as a police officer. And people are, you could kill somebody. You can't wing it with a, who could, how you gonna wing it with a whole gun? With a whole Glock? With 16, 17 rounds? How you winging it with rounds? That's crazy as hell. So, again, to exercise your voice, because let's keep bringing it back to that. Why is F the Super Bowl? F your Super Bowl. It's F your Super Bowl because I can say that they need to have some more training, and I don't believe that the Constitution and what the national anthem stands for is being upheld and black people are being senselessly murdered. I can say that if I want to, when it's true and it's happening and people are getting... Fernando Castile is dead in front of a child. I could say that. Philando is dead. I could say that if I want to. And I should be able to still go to work and do what I gotta do, because I wasn't lying and I was serious and that really happened and that's wrong. And I'm not gonna get on, I'm not gonna stand up and do the national anthem because I don't want to. I should be able to do that because I'm not hurting nobody doing that. I'm making a protest. It ain't even a violent protest. It was a silent protest. You ain't even allowed to be in silence against this money. You ain't even allowed to be in silence against this force. You better get in line and act like you know we paying you these millions. This $645,000 plus your endorsements plus whatever else we say you can have, nigga, and sit down, nigga, and act like you know, nigga, and do what we tell you to do, nigga. Because when you ain't toting that cotton and baling and all of that, when you ain't doing that and you ain't holding that line like I told you, you gonna feel this whip on your back. And that's what's popping. That's what's popping. Not you having a brain and a heart and compassion and feelings. None of that is what's popping. What's popping is what we tell you is popping, and you mess with that and you're gonna see where you end up. So I want to bring this up around to, this is where this conversation last night took me to. It brought me to F your Super Bowl, because we ain't into the auction block thinking no more. I'm going to say this for us. I know it's millions of black people are going to be watching the Super Bowl. Millions of black people have continued to support the NFL, but I'm just going to take a stand. I'm going to say, we ain't taking it no more. We ain't watching your football. We ain't doing it. We ain't participating in this system who don't love us. We ain't doing it no more. Yeah, I was having my Martin Luther King moment right then. We ain't doing it though. No. We have power. We can do this. So let me talk about this lemonade, how Colin Kaepernick went Beyonce on them fools. That fool came and was like, you know what? How about I done made enough money already to do what I want to do and be who I want to be. So let me tell you how this is going to rock. What I'm about to do is I'm going to raise, I'm going to donate $1 million to a bunch of different charities. In a year's time, I'm going to donate $1 million. And so let me see, how long did that take him? I think he started in like September of 2016. And as of this week, I want to say on Wednesday, he has raised over $1 million. Now I'm gonna tell you what he did was donated, I think, $100,000 every month to a different charity, which is dope. And to be unemployed and to be donating that money is absolutely amazing. Oh, I want to add one more thing before I get to talking about these numbers. I also want to talk about how he was blackballed from the NFL. What I like that he did, because my mother is a former union stewardess, I like the fact that he filed a grievance against the NFL for collusion. Y'all, because he only tried out and went to spring training with one team. He only went out for one team, and that was the Seahawks, and they didn't pick him up, and he ain't been working on that since. So what he's done is he started to be a humanitarian and a philanthropist. And how many people with this bread out here have a heart to do that? You know what I mean? Like, that was a beautiful thing, because he took one for the team. You know what I mean? He was like, God got me. And that's the beauty. Like, when we talk about SC Fop Sundays, because it's total wellness and healing. You get what I'm saying? You got to be in a state of wellness in your emotions and in your whole Essie Fop got to be somewhat lined up for you to be able to say, I'm good. This ain't about the money right now. This is about the purpose. And I am going to steal without even knowing where my next dollar is coming from. I'm going to take what I have right now, and I'm going to donate $1 million by $100,000 per month until I have gotten to $1 million. I'm going to do that without even knowing where my next meal is coming from. That's a beautiful thing to be able to say that. And just to show you how the universe, God, the Most High, rewards our efforts. God has not made him, he's not lacking in anything from taking that step. He ain't missing nothing from him doing that. He's only been more respected. He's only moved the crowd even more. His name is on the lips of everybody in sports, and people who don't even really follow sports now are interested in the conversation. The president, what's his name? The president has even had something to say about the situation. Mind you, it was stupid what he had to say, and I'm not even gonna give old boy the time of day to say his name or quote what he was talking about. But up to the level of the presidency has become a part of the conversation that Colin Kaepernick has created by taking a stand for what was right. You know, to use his voice to try to change the status quo. You know what I mean? And again, I want to repeat that the NFL's numbers are down by 1 million viewers. And that's just what's on record. You know, they're going to make it not as critical as it really is.
So a million viewers, that I told you what those numbers are. They hurting for them, for that, for those million people. They want us back. But I say, let's not go. I say, hell no, we won't go. Hell no, we won't go. Mm-mm. Y'all gonna have to respect. You gonna have to get my, you gonna have to get my boy what he want. Or I do you one better, like Puffy. Get the team. And I tell you right now, if all the top players in the NFL right now, all the hot players quit the team that they're on and joined the black team, and it was just a black owned team, and all the hot players was on that team, what we could do, if we don't even have to start a league right now. We could just take the hot players and wreck the whole game. And then we could talk about what to do next. You get what I'm saying? You can't laugh at us when we got a dream of what we can do. We got bread. We got money. I said that like Pretty Tony. And that's a Mac reference. The Mac reference for those of you. If you don't know who Pretty Tony is, go and watch the Mac. Because that's a film reference that you should probably know about. But yeah, we got money. You know what I mean? So anyway, back to Kaepernick. 41 charities he's donated to in a year's time. And what was dope about it, he did the last part of the last leg of the charity was 10 for 10. So for all of his celebrity friends, he got them each to donate $10,000. And he would match the $10,000 with $10,000 more. So in essence, they would give $20,000 to a charity. Well, just to show you again how God works, that kicked off. People wanted him to extend it. So he's now become this philanthropist, this influential philanthropist. So he's gotten people. He's gotten so many people that now they're extending the 10 for 10. Then they got to re-extend the 10 for 10. So celebrities are coming out and giving $10,000, $15,000, $30,000. And he's matching that money. Where is his money coming from? I mean, not for real. That's a rhetorical question. But where is his money coming from? Somebody got him. Something that's bigger than the NFL. It's something bigger than the NFL money. And that is the Most High Creator. That is the law. That is the real deal. That is the universe. The universe is bigger than the NFL. God is bigger than the NFL. And to quote Chance the Rapper, God is greater than the best thing cracking. And when God got you, no NFL, no man, no nothing can stop what the purpose is. So shout out again, and I'm saluting you right now, Colin Kaepernick, because you bossed it out. You wasn't playing with them people. You bossed it out, and I appreciate you, and I really do. I take my hat off to you, because it takes a certain level of bravery to not know what's going to happen next, but to know that you're doing the right thing, and that you'll be fine. And I want to say too, that even in researching Colin Kaepernick, in looking at how, you know, he spoke about his why and how he spoke about what was going on. And he talked about his reasoning, it really made me respect him on a different level, you know, because we're looking at a person who he is adopted. His mother was a teenager. She had a baby by some black man. Another family, you know, adopted him, and he lived his life with them. He had a 4.0 GPA at one point, and a smart guy, you know, who could, but he still was a, you know, a black man going through black men's struggles. And I what I like about that story is it's
We all got to go through our shit. You know what I mean? We all got to go through what we got to go through to get there. But if we don't use it as a crutch and we use it to elevate ourselves, we can use it as a ladder instead of using it as a crutch. We can affect change. We can make things happen when we decide that our story is just part of the process, you know? And I was watching an interview that he did, and he was just like, if I don't work, then I just don't work. I know I'm doing the right thing. And it's so off the auction block. It's so hopping off the block and deciding who you want to be in this world. And that's something that everybody can do. You ain't got to have a dime in your pocket to decide who you're going to be in this life. And trust and believe, when it's for the right thing, for the right reason, and it's pure, the blessings are going to flow. Because it's who you need to be in this life. It's in line with your purpose. You see, Colin Kaepernick trusted that his purpose was bigger than his pocketbook needed to be. And that's a hell of a thing to do. You know, and he's recently received the Muhammad Ali Award. And although he's a different person, he's taking that L. You get what I'm saying? Like Muhammad Ali, he took that L. He took a big L. Colin Kaepernick took a big L. He ain't the same. He not Muhammad Ali. And people do a lot of comparison and how they gonna say he like him. He's not the same. But it hurt his. He took a chance that people don't even want to stop watching the game, let alone take a chance on missing a check about something. You get what I'm saying? That's the level of commitment. So I just want to use Colin Kaepernick as an example of how we can do better, and we have done better, and we will continue to do better, and we inspire people. So now all these celebrities now are looking at him and saying, I want to give my $10,000 to, and he's still giving, because maybe God's purpose for him right now was to stop playing football, not get a concussion and break his body down, and to become a philanthropist and a person who could inspire black people and people, not just black people, but people to be better. That might be what it was supposed to be. Just people need to be better. People need to stop killing people. People need to be true to themselves. There's so many things that he's inspired with just taking a knee. His name is in so many people's mouths because he took a knee. So on today, on this F Yo Super Bowl Sunday, I want to encourage people to do something different, because we do have a voice. And we can inspire and affect change. And we don't have to think in this auction block mentality. You know what I mean? It's time for mastery. It's time to make some decisions. It's time to move the crowd how we want to. And sometimes in that process, we take one for the team, but it's cool because God got you. You ready to take one for the team? God got you. And you ain't gonna know. It's not you don't gotta know. You ain't going to know what's going to happen. But the faith that we claim that we have, see, this is when the faith is on the line. This is when is it live or is it Memorex happens. Because if it's live, you're going to have to go with God sometime. When it's live, you got to go. Matter of fact, you got to go with God all the time when it's live. When it's Memorex, hey, I don't know, I'm not sure. I'm going to do this thing this way because this is what I'm thinking. God will change your whole direction and your course of your life to get you on track with what's supposed to really pop off in your life. Know that. Understand that. And when stuff start happening, sometimes you just got to rock with that thing, because it'll keep you from drowning. Because it will keep you from drowning. When you go with the flow, it'll keep you from drowning. I just needed to repeat that. Not just for you, for myself.
So, NFL, I know you don't like it when we can't be bought. I know that. I know you don't like it when we pool our resources and we stunt on y'all ass and we come back with over $1 million in donations when you're trying to keep people from working and eating. I know you don't like that. I know you don't like when we invest in our families and our companies and our time and our talent. I know you don't like that. But what we have come to understand is that what we have to say means something. And what we can change the world. That's what I believe. And what Colin Kaepernick did was so hip-hop. He's so in the hip-hop community. See, hip-hop, I said this at the last episode, or maybe the one before that. Hip-hop is going to heal the world. This is just proof. This is just the breadcrumbs on the road to grandmama's house right now. Hip-hop will heal the world because y'all love us. Because we're everything. Because we make it happen. Because when we take a knee, you see it. I know you see it. Yeah, you see that. You see what we do. You watching for us. You checking for us. Because everything we do puts the flavor into the world. Ain't no flavor without us. Ain't no NFL without us. So, we know that money talks. And we hit you in your pockets and you don't like it. And we will continue to hit you in your pockets so that you can know it's real with us. And you're going to have to listen to us and you're going to have to respect us. So I want to say, let's keep a legacy of excellence going. Let's keep that going. Let's make part of our conversation that we're focusing on being great again. Let's come back full circle into where the conversation is us being great, not just getting money. Getting money is part of being great, but that's not what makes you you. There are so many beautiful things about us being the people, humanity. It's so many beautiful things about humanity that we cannot monetize. We can't just keep auction block thinking. Right? So we have this opportunity on earth to be amazing. The fact that you can open your eyes and see the world, it's amazing. The fact that you have breath in your body and blood in your veins, it's amazing. The fact that you can think thoughts and make things happen, that's amazing. Don't waste it. Don't waste it with trivial pursuits. All the time. Trivial pursuits are fine sometimes. But the world is so much stuff going on in the world that needs changing that you have the power to change. You got that. There's a way that you affect us. Because Colin Kaepernick's football was the way to catch our attention so he could say this that he's saying. So he could change the world in this way. Football was his talent that he used to get to that space. Because that's how God will bring you. That's how God will bring you. So let's not waste our talent. Let's be true and real with ourselves. And stop paying into a system that shits on you. And then tell you it tastes great and it's less filling. You ain't got to spend money with a shit on you system. You can opt out. You can be a Colin Kaepernick. You can opt out. And we got bread. We got bread. We got this. So today, I want to suggest some things that I just wrote down that you could do instead of watching the Super Bowl. Because it's F your Super Bowl Sunday. Thing number one. You could watch a movie. You could watch a good old movie today. Like, let's see, Get Out. Watch Get Out with a friend or five or six. Or watch it by yourself. Watch Get Out on Super Bowl Sunday. If you're with your friends, let's talk about it.
Talk about how Get Out relates to the Colin Kaepernick situation with the NFL. Or the spook that sat by the door. That's some old 70s revolutionary movie. That's a, if you have not seen, let me tell you something. If you have not seen The Spook That Sat by the Door, you owe it to yourself. If you call yourself trying to be conscious, you owe it to yourself to watch The Spook That Sat by the Door, because it is too entertaining. So watch a movie instead and have a discussion with your friends. That's one thing. Do a puzzle with your kids. You know, like, take some family time. You know, have a family fun day, a family game day. Pull out your games. Teach your kids how to play jacks or perfection or something. Speed or something like that. Like, have a family fun day. That's always awesome. Or you can get more complicated. You can have, like I'm going to later on, have an anti-Super Bowl party where you make up a theme and y'all hang out and y'all talk about some topics and turn on some music and get some good food going and eat good and enjoy yourself, your friends, your family. But, you know, I'm a fan of playing cards. Bust out the card game. Let me tell you something. Busting out a card game, turn on some music, and entertaining yourself is a many people have enjoyed many hours of life in simplicity. It's a beautiful thing. Bust out some cards and have a conversation. It's a beautiful thing. So have an anti-Super Bowl party. Then here's another thing I want to add, because you know I got to go this route. Work on building your legacy. Do some investments. Like, look up some even if you got a few dollars, like, look up some investments. Get on Robinhood and figure out how to invest your money. Small, even. Get into some cryptocurrency. You know that's the wave of the future. Buy some shares. Buy a portion of some shares. Like, make this money work for you so that we can advance, so we can stop working for our money and make our money work for us. You know? So build your legacy. And lastly, maybe look up some charities and do like Colin Kaepernick. Donate $5, $10, $100, $1,000 to a charity that helps your community, that's against police brutality, that adds to us not being victimized in our neighborhoods, that adds to the safety of our communities. Donate some money. And if you don't have money, donate some time. You know what I mean? Like, it's not nothing to take a day, even if you just got an hour, to go to your boys' club once a week. You know, take a little time and put into the community that you want to see grow. You know, it doesn't take any money to donate your talent and donate your time. It don't take money to do that. So in the vein of Colin Kaepernick, do something for somebody outside of yourself. Like, do something greater and add to the beauty of who we are. And those are the things that I am suggesting for the F Yo Super Bowl Sunday. I hope that you have enjoyed this episode. Shout out to all the people who ain't watching football, who have not watched football this season. Shout out to y'all. I am with you. My heart, you know, it understands your heart, because I promise you, I love football. Like, I love food, and I love food. But there are some things that are greater, and I hope that this podcast reaches somebody and gets them to just think differently. And if I can do that, then I feel like I'm succeeding and I'm winning, because it is all about total wellness and healing for the hip hop community. And when I see somebody who's done what Colin Kaepernick has done, and especially on a day like today, and he's changing the numbers and he's changing the way that we're looking at what we do on a daily basis. That makes me proud. And that makes me know that there is total wellness and healing for our community. And it's not just talk. There are people out here who are making these moves. And I'm proud of y'all. If you're out there and you're making moves for our community and you're trying to change the world and make it a better place, you got me. I'm on squad for that. I'm up for that. And anytime I can promote that or show that we have power in this world and we can make things different, I'm down for that. So hope that you enjoy your Sunday. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode. I thank you. I think that you're beautiful. I love you. If nobody's told you today, I love you. And I thank you for tuning into SE5 Sundays, because when you are tuned into SE5 Sundays, you are tuned into yourself. So follow me on Instagram at Yvette B Motivates, YVETTEBMOTIVATES. That is at Instagram. That is at Twitter. And you can also grab a copy of my book, Long Hair, Duke Hair, The Black Girl's Ultimate Cheat Sheet, on my website, which is Yvette B Motivates, or at your local bookstore. If they don't have it, they can get a copy of it. Go in there and ask for it. And you can follow my Facebook page at Long Hair Do Care. Long Hair Do Care. So it's your girl, Yvette B Motivates, signing off. Peace.